Here I am again. Are you wondering what these figures are? How are they meant to be viewed and from what strange material they made? I understand, even I had the same questions at the beginning. For now, all I can tell you is that they were created by the person with special hands. I already told you about whose name was Costantino Nivola, but to understand something more about him, the person we have to speak to is Ruth. She knows everything.
Oh, there you are, Titinu, and I see several new faces behind you. How wonderful to be here with you, and to be able to tell you about the adventures I have experienced, and about Costantino, Antine, as I used to call him, who was with me the whole time. My name is Ruth Guggenheim. What? What did you say? It seems to be an unusual surname. Well, you're right. My family was of Jewish origin, and I was born in Germany in a year which now seems very long ago, 1917. Those were very difficult years. Even though I was only a child, I well remember how worried my father was, because in Germany, crimes and violence against Jews were increasing. So we fled to Italy, without knowing that the troubles would catch up with us even there. But I'll tell you more about that later on. By this time, I was no longer a child, but a girl of 16. Even after changing country and city, my passions remained intact. I was interested in art and loved to create. So I enrolled in the Art Institute, and it was there that I met Antine. I must say, it wasn't hard to notice him. In the entire school, which was in Monza, there were only three lads from Sardinia, each more talented than the last. Antine and I were drawn to each other immediately, and we were never parted after that, even though we came from very different worlds, he from a tiny village in Sardinia, and I from a large German city. Every work in this museum reminds me of a different time in our life together. Here, for example, Antine had just landed an important job. Try to imagine being on Fifth Avenue in New York, one of the most famous streets in the world. Cars, yellow taxis, people walking fast, towering skyscrapers. In the middle of all this, in the 50s, there was a special shop owned by Olivetti, who sold typewriters and calculators, but who also had a new idea about beauty and work. Adriano Olivetti, the director, believed that when people entered the workplace, they deserved to find harmony, light, and beauty. This is the reason he called in modern architects and artists, among whom was Antine himself. The sketches which you see here are his first thoughts for decorating the walls and facades of the shop. It was a revolutionary idea. One didn't have to go to a museum to see art, but it was there, mixed in with everyday items. But let's move on. I want to show you another work.